Hello and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Shane Berryhill joins us for this segment. Berryhill is a Chattanooga author who's won acclaim for his young adult books. His first couple of books were about a superhero named Chance Fortune, and they were a New York Public Library Books for the Teenage selection. Berryhill also wrote Dragon Island, a dark young adult fantasy, which Wired.com praised as a fantastic read for boys and girls of all ages. Shane, welcome to Around and About.
Thanks, Michael. Pleasure to be here on WUTC.
Tor published your first couple of books, and they published the ones about Chance Fortune. Crossroad Press published your next couple of books, but this new one that you've got coming out, Game of Horror, you're turning to Kickstarter to fund that, and that's a graphic novel rather than just straight prose. Tell me, what is going on with Game of Horror?
Well, Game of Horror is, as you said, a graphic novel, a.k.a. a comic book or a series of comic books, which features Lily, a teenage reanimated patchwork corpse. I know that sounds crazy. That's not something you say every day. But anyway, who's forced to fight in a gladiatorial-style tournament for the fate of the world. Now, what Game of Horror does, it also serves as an allegory for rebuke of the evils of human trafficking.
How does a undead girl fighting monsters serve as an allegory for human trafficking?
Well, that wouldn't seem apparent on the surface, yeah. And Game of Horror is meant as entertainment. But what you find is a successful genre really is rooted in some type of greater myth. People, for example, since we're talking comic books, a lot of people may have saw the movie Thor came out not too long ago. Well, if you really break that story down, what is it? It's King Lear. And if you even go deeper than that, it is the story of Cain and Abel in the Garden of Eden. You know, the trying to win a father, paternal approval.
Yeah.
Two brothers warring with each other. And sort of the same case with Game of Horror. Game of Horror, at its essence, of course, is the Frankenstein myth. Well, the Frankenstein myth borrows a lot from Shakespeare's The Tempest. It's Prospero, the evil wizard, is kind of the equivalent of ancient times of a wizard and such, and his mistreatment of the character Caliban in The Tempest. And if you even go back further, once again into the Garden of Eden, Lily is patterned after Lilith, the ostracized wife of Adam. So, you know, there's kind of that going on. But all that to say, Lily is forced to fight in this tournament by her creator, who's the doctor, if you will. And once again, just like Prospero before him, you know, is forcing Lily to do this. There are other monsters who are also teenagers forced by their own masters to participate in this game. And then you can kind of see how that allegory to human trafficking starts to develop.
Is it a fight to the death kind of thing?
Yes, it absolutely is. You mentioned that my previous works were for kids. This is not a graphic novel aimed at young kids.
Okay.
It is teenagers and up by far. I'd say PG-13 rating.
And you're not the artist. You're the writer. Who's the artist?
James E. Lyle is the artist. You can find his work at jameselyle.net. He's a former artist for Zenoscope Comics. He's also worked with Valiant, Acclaim, the video game studio. I met him here in Chattanooga a couple of years ago. We hit it off, have kept talking, and Game of Horror is the result.
And you've got a track record with big-name publishers like Tor. Why did you decide to turn to crowdfunding, to Kickstarter, for this particular project?
While I am an established author in prose, comics is a new sandbox for me. In the comics world, you kind of have to be published to get published.
Yeah.
So this is part of a stepping stone, and you know what? And it also gives me complete creative freedom. I'm beholden to no one and can tell the kind of story I want to tell. So,
and what is the final day for the Kickstarter, the deadline?
I believe it is August 16th. If you'll search Kickstarter Game of Horror or my name, you'll find it. Right now, I've got over $600 of our $9,000-plus goal. We've had some big publishers, some big backers, but whatever you might be able to pledge, it'd be most appreciated. You're going to get all kinds of cool rewards based on your level of funding. I'd also be remiss, since Game of Horror is a allegory for the human trafficking, if I didn't mention the good folks at Second Life here in Chattanooga who try to raise awareness for human trafficking. There's also Women for Change out of Atlanta, because apparently that's become a big problem around here. A recent study found that 85% of the counties in Tennessee have suffered at least one case of human trafficking.
Really?
And just to give you some perspective on that, that is over 2,500 instances. So people think of third world countries where this is a big problem, but Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Atlanta, being centrally located as it is, serving for a hub of kind of this kind of thing. And if you happen to know of an instance of human trafficking, the TBI set up a hotline. You can call that at 1-855-558-6484.
That's Shane Berryhill. His latest work, Game of Horror, is a graphic novel currently being funded through Kickstarter. He also writes the Chance Fortune series of books for younger readers. It's a fun series about a superhero who doesn't actually have superpowers. Last year, Crossroad Press published Berryhill's novel Dragon Island. It's about a boy whose plane crash lands on an island full of giant Japanese monsters. Coming up, we'll hear how the protagonist of Dragon Island is different from pretty much any other adventure hero out there. Stay tuned. You're listening to Around It About Chattanooga. I am Michael Edward Miller. If you're just joining us, I'm talking to Shane Berryhill. He's an author who lives in Chattanooga. He's originally from South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and he loves Japanese mythology and monsters. Plenty of those monsters are in one of his young adult novels that came out last year. It's called Dragon Island. The protagonist is very different from most heroes. Here's more of my interview. One of your novels that came out last year is called Dragon Island, and that's one of those books that should appeal to younger readers. It's about this boy whose plane crashes on an island filled with monsters and giant dragons, and he has to fight to survive. But what's different about him is he's a wuss. Yeah. He's a wimp.
Yeah.
He's the character that would normally be the comic relief, the hero's sidekick. Why did you decide to take this character who's a wimp, put him in the most deadly situation imaginable, and make him the protagonist of the story?
Well, I did with Raymond Nakajima, he's a Japanese-American in this situation, I just put a normal person in that situation. He's not a hero, per se. You know, we all would like to think, you know, when we're up against the wall, if as it were, that we will respond in hero fashion, but that's probably sometimes is the case, but is just as much time, you know. I mean, speaking for myself personally, I'm a big sissy. I'm a coward. You know, if I saw a giant monster coming for me, I'm running the other way, Michael. You better believe it.
Well, yeah, the island you've created, it's populated with all these giant monsters. They're like out of Japanese monster movies. How much of it is based on actual Japanese mythology?
Oh, a great deal of it. I kind of, in Dragon Island, basically, on the surface level, as you mentioned, it's definitely an odd to the Daikaiju giant monster movies that heralded out of Japan that I loved in my youth. But what I do, once again, genre like that, for it to really be good and successful, in my opinion, should be rooted in something greater. And what the giant monsters featured in Dragon Island kind of represent are Raymond, the protagonist's repressed emotion, frustration, and anger against his estranged father.
And what's interesting is, as the story goes along, he, of course, becomes less cowardly, starts learning to survive, and it seems like over the course of the story, he becomes more of an emotionally complex character. He goes just from being the clown to being more of a character you can really identify with.
Yes, well, you know, unfortunately, as much as we hate to go through the crucible, as it were, and hard times, once again, they do allow us to find out what we're truly made of. And it's a hard truth of the world, an unfortunate truth. But, you know, when things are good and hunky-dory, that's a lot of times when you know, corruption of the soul can set in, if you will, not to get too philosophical on you there, Michael, but it's, you know, it's when your back is once again up against the wall, that's when what's best in us will really shine.
And Dragon Island, it got good reviews from Wired.com, their Geek Dad segment, got good reviews from PopMatters.com. PopMatters said it will appeal to adults who have fond memories of Saturday morning cartoons. Were you a big Saturday morning cartoon fan?
Of course, Michael. I mean, I fly my geek flag with pride but of course I loved the old Hanna-Barbera Godzilla cartoon, which I have watched way too many times at this point with my own four-year-old son, and who is insanely into Godzilla right now, and I can't wait to share Dragon Island with him someday. But absolutely, I take this giant monster thing, this power fantasy of children, once again, and try to just give it some pathos and deeper meaning, and while still entertaining.
I think it's interesting. You're writing, the Wired.com said that this book would appeal to boys and girls, but I think particularly it will appeal to boys, not just because the protagonist happens to be male, but because it's got the whole monster thing. And I've heard that's something that's kind of lacking in the children's publishing world. A lot of children's and young adult books are geared more towards girls than boys.
Yeah, unfortunately, that is true in large part, especially once you get into the young adult range. I mean, when did young adult become synonymous with romance? That I have any problem. I mean, that is great stuff, and good stories are good stories. But there's a stigma that boys don't read. And unfortunately, and we talked about comics earlier, there's a stigma on the comics side of things that girls don't read that. Girls don't read comics. In both realms, I'm trying to right those wrongs, if it will. I mean, because once again, good stories are good stories. So
I'm talking to Shane Berryhill. He's an author. His latest project is called Game of Horror. He's got a Kickstarter project to fund that. He's also written the Chance Fortune series and Dragon Island and The Long Silent Night. You're from South Pittsburgh originally. South Pittsburgh is so far away from Japan and Japanese mythology. How did you get interested in all of the Japanese mythology that's in Dragon Island?
I was genetically predisposed to such, sir. I had no choice in the matter, I'm afraid. I guess both my father and mother, you wouldn't think of it, I mean, which, you know, came from, you know, very rural country southern families, but both, you know, my dad, I can remember him sitting alongside me watching, if you recall from back in the earliest days of TBS, Spectre Man, which was along those, you know, if you've seen the film Pacific Rim or Nova's Existence, it serves as kind of the precursor for such. So I don't know. That stuff just called to me. Always has. And it's an odd experience. I'm finding out there's more and more of us, but especially in a rural southern area, you know, it's totally flies in the face of the stereotype. And, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't find anybody I could talk about those kinds of geeky things until I did, even after college, really, came here to Chattanooga. But I'm finding out we're legion. We are Geek Army, and we are powerful, so watch out.
And just on a side note, you're from South Pittsburgh. You're still very much connected to that area. There were some pretty devastating floods in South Pittsburgh recently.
Yes, I just saw an article this morning that the mayor, Jane Dawkins, who was actually a teacher of mine in high school, has extended the state of emergency for that area. Severe flooding damage. They have set up an account at the local Citizens Bank where you can donate. Most certainly everything would be appreciated. I would appreciate it personally from the bottom of my heart.
You're on Twitter. You're online. What is your website?
You can find out more about me at shaneberryhill.com. I believe my Facebook page is just Facebook.com/ShaneBerryhill. I would love for you to like the Game of Horror page, which is Facebook.com/GameOfHorror, and just add Shane Berryhill on Twitter.
And on the Facebook page, you've got a preview. You've got some of Game of Horror that's been completed up already.
Absolutely. You can check out the entire first chapter/issue of Game of Horror on the Facebook page, and there's even a link to it from the Kickstarter.
Well, Shane, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here as always, Michael.
And that was Shane Berryhill. Again, you'll find him online at shaneberryhill.com. And we were talking about South Pittsburgh, the recent floods. Citizens State Bank in South Pittsburgh is accepting donations. You can call them at 423-837-2150. Again, Citizens State Bank. helping people affected by the floods there, 423-837-2150.